Chapter 1, Section 4, Evaluating Scientific Explanation, from Reading Essentials. What you'll learn. You'll learn how to evaluate scientific explanations. You'll also learn how to evaluate promotional claims. Before you read, have you ever played the game where you whisper a message into a person's ear, and then that person repeats the message to another person, and so on? What usually happens by the time the message gets to the last person? Read to learn. Believe it or not. Think of something someone told you that you didn't believe. Why didn't you believe it? You probably decided there was not enough proof. What you did was evaluate or judge the reliability of what you heard. You can evaluate the reliability of a statement by asking, how do you know? If what you are told seems reliable, you can believe it. What is critical thinking? When you decide to believe information you read or hear, you use critical thinking. Critical thinking means using what you already know and new facts to decide if you agree with something. You can decide if information is true by breaking it down into two parts. Based on what you know, are the observations correct? Do the conclusions make sense? Evaluating the data. Data are observations made in a scientific investigation. Data are gathered and recorded in tables, graphs, or drawings during a scientific investigation. Always look at the data when you evaluate a scientific explanation. Be careful about believing any explanation that is not supported by data. In the left column, asking questions. As you read the section, write down any questions you might have about what you read. And you will not have to do the foldable. Page 23. Are the data specific? The data given to back up a statement should be specific or exact. Suppose a friend tells you that many people like pizza better than they like hamburgers. What do you need to know before you agree with your friend? You need some specific data. How many people were asked which food they like more? Specific data makes a statement more reliable and you are more likely to believe it. How do you take good notes? In this class, you will keep a science journal. You will write down what you see and do in your investigations. Instead of writing, the stuff changed color, write, the clear liquid turned to a bright red when I added a drop of food coloring. It is important to record your observations when they happen. Important details can be forgotten when you wait. Evaluating conclusions. When you think about a conclusion that someone has made, you can ask yourself two questions. First, does the conclusion make sense? Second, are there any other possible explanations? Suppose you hear that school will be starting 2 hours late because of bad weather. A friend decides that the bad weather is snow. You look outside. There is no snow on the roads. The conclusion does not make sense. Are there any other possible explanations? Maybe the roads are icy. The first conclusion is not reliable unless other possible explanations are proven to be wrong. Evaluating promotional materials. Look at the newspaper advertisement. It seems unbelievable. You should hear some of the scientific data before you believe it. The purpose of an ad is to get you to buy something. Always keep this in mind when you read an ad. Before you believe ads like this one, evaluate the data and conclusions. Is the scientific evidence from a good independent laboratory? An independent laboratory is not related to the company selling the product. Always evaluate data and ask questions before you spend your money. Reading check. This is in the right column, page 23. Number one, explain. Why should you record your observations when they happen? Think it over. Number two, describe. Think of an advertisement that you have seen that you did not believe. Explain why you did not believe the advertisement. Page 24, after you read. Mini glossary. Critical thinking. using what you already know and new facts to decide if you should agree with something. Data, observations made in a scientific investigation. Number one, review the terms and their definitions in the mini glossary. Write one sentence using both terms. Number two, use the graphic organizer below to record some of the questions you should ask when you read the results of a scientific investigation. And at the top of the graphic organizer, it says, questions to ask when you evaluate a scientific investigation. And then you have the two empty spaces, and then you have, is the data specific? Number three, how could you teach an elementary science class about how to use critical thinking? That is the end of section 4 from chapter 1, The Nature of Science.